I'm Master at Life and Weight Loss Coach, Jillian Lama, and you're listening to the Body You Crave podcast, where you'll learn how to end emotional eating, lose excess weight, and feel amazing in your body. No cheating required. Keep listening, and I'll show you how. Hey, welcome back. All right, it is full on holiday mode around here. The Christmas tree is up, ornaments are going on, travel is about to ensue, lots of good stuff. Hopefully everybody's body is healing and getting better. We have been dealing with illness and sickness over the last 2 months, and it has been rough. I'm not going to lie. It has been a rough go lately, but I am really excited for the next 6 weeks and just to enjoy time with family and friends and parties and events. And this is my favorite time of year, and I am very intentionally slowing down the energy and the frantic chaos that can come this time of year and choosing to feel very calm and purposeful and very centered and grounded. And I can't wait. This is going to be amazing because so often I feel like the holidays go by so quickly and I don't even have enough time to enjoy it all, which is part of why I took Christmas stuff out of storage and started putting it up in the middle of November, because I also know I want to enjoy this more and I want to be reminded to slow down and to really truly enjoy this time of year. And yeah, and it goes by so quick. So let's talk about food during the holidays, because I think a lot of times we have this concept or this belief that food can be hard, weight loss can be hard, and especially around the holidays. And this came up this past week in a group coaching call that I led where a couple clients were talking about all of the things that they have coming up, not just Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, and the standard holidays, but also it's birthdays and weddings and special events and it's kids' birthdays and theirs and just all of these things compounding. And in the past, a lot of times what happens is we use these as excuses to eat. And that's why it feels hard, is because typically with weight loss, with diets, with trying to heal emotional eating, and typically it's more like the weight loss side of things, it feels hard because we're used to weight loss being hard. We're used to it being restrictive. We're used to it being deprivational. So when I talk about how the way you lose weight during the holidays is the exact same way you lose weight during the rest of the year, and people will look at me horrified and want to cry because they're like, no, because that often means restriction, deprivation, you can't go to these special things, these special events, you feel left out, you don't get to partake, no food for you, you don't get to eat the food that tastes good. And I'm like, no, you're just doing weight loss wrong. You're just doing food wrong. So the reason it feels hard during the holidays is because we make it hard during the rest of the year. So we have to clean up and learn, how do we lose weight any other time of year? And then recognize that's how we're going to lose weight during the holidays. That's how we're going to feel better in our bodies. That's how we're going to heal our relationship with food. The number one most common and most important reason that we have to solve for is that typically with weight loss, most people start diets at the beginning of the year, and we try to lose weight in a vacuum. No matter when you start, we try to lose weight in a vacuum, often by avoiding or not celebrating special events or occasions. You avoid the cookies, the stores that sell them, the people that bake them. You're just like, no, stay away. Can't make eye contact. Otherwise, it'll jump in my mouth. You stay home. You don't go out to eat. You don't go on vacation. You get that gym membership and you wake up early every day and you go do that for a couple of weeks. Think about it. We tend to splurge and overdo it with food, with money, with alcohol. And so we swing the pendulum the opposite way. So now we're on maybe a stricter budget. Maybe we're not spending as much. We're not drinking as much, or maybe we're not drinking at all. We're trying to diet. We're trying to lose weight. But because our diets are typically restrictive, food is good or bad or off limits, you can't eat this, gotta eat that, we often will restrict the way that we live our lives, which is why we can do it for a couple of weeks. It's why we might even be able to make it to spring break. We might even make it a couple months. But then you go on vacation, and you give yourself all kinds of excuses, justifications, and permission-giving thoughts to eat. And one of them being, I'm on vacation. I don't want to have to worry about this. I just want to eat, drink, and be merry. I just want to eat whatever I want, whatever I feel like. Because during the diet, our restricting so hard, we feel like we can't enjoy life, and we don't want to hate life while on vacation. So if weight loss means hating life, we don't want that. We don't want that during the holidays. We don't want that on vacation. We don't want that on summer break. That is the key. That's why my approach and my philosophy for years and years has been, what can you do for the rest of your life without hating your life? That last part being the most important. And sometimes we need to go through some trial and error to figure out, oh, okay, this actually is not sustainable. Oh, this is actually not what I want to be doing long term. It's going to be finding this middle ground. And so sometimes we're going to overdo it. Sometimes we're going to underdo it. This is how I teach people how to find satisfied, like satisfied for their bodies. Sometimes they're going to undereat a little bit. Sometimes they're going to overeat a little bit. But that's how they start to find what feels good to them in their body right now. And that's exactly what we want to start to do, is learn how to lose weight, not in a vacuum, but in real life. When there are parties and events and cookie swaps and holidays and extra food and drinks and cocktails and annoying people and difficult people and all kinds of things. One of the biggest issues and one of the things we need to change is this concept of dieting is restrictive. Losing weight means I have to give up my favorite foods, because it does not. The more you restrict, the more you binge. It just sets you up for that restrict binge regret cycle. Okay, so we have to stop restricting, which means we have to build self-trust around food. This is one of the key things we need to change. We have to have that self-trust with food, with our bodies, with the process. We have to be in such a hurry to get there quickly so that way you can feel a certain way. We have to stop using special events, travel, vacations, etc., as an excuse to eat your face off, as an excuse to not care, because this just sets you up for being all in and all out. You're all in on your diet the first couple months of the year, and then spring break hits and you're like, psh, F it, I'm out. And you're all out for a week, and then it takes you at least another week to get back on track, sometimes longer, and then you're going to be all in again. Until Easter, until Memorial Day, until that summer vacation, and we swing this pendulum from being all in to all out. And we basically burn ourselves out on these diets. We get burnt out of the diet. We lose interest. We can't keep willpowering. We can't keep restricting. We want to eat more food. We want to enjoy our lives. We want to stop saying no to going out. We want to be able to go out to a restaurant, go out to happy hour, go to brunch with girlfriends. We want to be able to do the things. And this is so important, because it's not just about creating the body. Having the body you crave isn't going to mean shit if you don't also have a life that you absolutely love. That is so important here. That's what we want to do, is lose weight the way that you'll live it. Lose weight the way that you can sustain it, because how you get there is how you're going to stay there. It's going to be what's required to stay there. And if you don't like how you get there, you're not going to stay there. And that's often why we gain the weight back, because we're like, oh, thank goodness, I finally lost the weight. All right, it's off. Whew. Now I can eat the things that I actually like. And it's not always a all in, all out, but it's a subtle over time. We never learn how to heal our relationship with food. We never learn how to moderate. We learn how to say no from a place of punishment, from a place of willpower. And so it's really learning to stop calling food good or bad, because nobody wants to miss out on this time of year. 99% of diets out there only teach you how to make food good, bad, or off limits. We're told we have to restrict. We have to give up our favorite foods. We have to give up the foods that taste good. We end up creating diet trauma for ourselves, where we get really fearful and anxious around food, where we get really fearful and we feel out of control, or we get really worried about things. And because of the restriction, and it leads us to have higher and increased desire. So now we're binging. Now we feel even more out of control around food. But all we know how to do is to go back to restriction. It's not working. I told a client this a couple weeks ago. I was like, I have a really hard time honestly saying that something that you can't do consistently long term is actually working. And he was like, oh yeah, no, you're right. And here's the thing, we're going to experiment and we're going to gather data. And if you tell me that you want to do a specific plan, a specific protocol, yeah, let's go for it. But there's going to come a point where if you can't stick with that consistently, we need a new plan. We need something different. And there have been times when I've told clients, you need to eat more food. You need more calories. Your body needs more carbs. We need to play around with this because the extremes that I have to make up for it, it just keeps us in this toxic loop, this toxic dysfunctional relationship with food. And because we have to give up our favorite foods, because we feel like we have to restrict typically with dieting to lose weight, nobody wants to do that during this time of year. Nobody wants to miss out. Everybody wants to enjoy the goodies. And so we think, I can't, but that's okay. I'll start over in the new year. It's all right. And we allow ourselves to gain 10 or 20 pounds over the last quarter of the year, rather than making simple, small, sustainable changes where they can actually lose weight over the holidays while still enjoying their favorite foods, while still enjoying their favorite drinks. But it doesn't mean that we're just eating cheeseburger and fries and pizza all day, every day. It comes with trade-offs. There's an approach, but it really takes changing your relationship with food. You have to end the war with food. Food can no longer be bad or off limits. And even when it comes to portions, I typically don't set portions with food. I eat when I'm hungry and I stop when I'm satisfied. That's how I think about portions. I will set portions on food that I might be more likely to binge on, sweets in particular. So when it comes to sweets, when it comes to dessert, that's something that I will typically decide, okay, I can have two cookies. I can have one dessert today. I can have one dessert and two pieces of chocolate or whatever it is, right? I'm going to be more intentional with setting a specific amount when it's easier for me to overeat, when I have a history of binging on it. But I have learned that giving yourself access to the forbidden food actually decreases binging. When we stop making food bad and off limits, we decrease the binging. When you can eat a few bites of cheesecake and not have completely ruined the day, there's no need to binge on it. There's no need to eat it all to get it out of the house so that you can be, quote, good or perfect tomorrow. Because you're not bad for eating those few bites of cheesecake. It just takes changing that perspective. But this is the perspective I want you to have year round. I want you to have it all year long, but also during the holidays. I mentioned this briefly earlier, but another reason why it feels hard during the holidays is we have a lot of permission-giving thoughts to eat during the holidays. I only get this once a year. She made it just for me. It would be rude not to eat some. It's free. It's an open bar. I don't want it to go to waste. We have all kinds of thoughts and excuses and justifications. In general, we have these permission-giving thoughts around food and eating, but we also have additional ones around the holidays. So I think this is really fascinating. I've gotten Caleb's cake from the same bakery the last 2 years, and the previous year we had a lot left over, and I ended up throwing about half of it away. And then this year, again, there was a lot left over. We did this amazing 3D excavator cake. It was phenomenal. If you are not connected with me on Instagram, we should be friends. You can follow me. I'm Jillian Amadea. You can find me over on Instagram, but I posted to my stories this amazing excavator cake, but it was huge. It was massive. So I gave some cake away. I put some cake away in some bags to make cake pops with. And then I saved some, probably at least half that we could eat off of. And then but I threw a lot of it away because I already got the value out of it at his party. I don't need to lick every single crumb, every single bit of frosting off of the cake in order to get the value out of it. I already did. And it was awesome. It was so great. It was exactly what he wanted. It was exactly what I wanted, what I had envisioned. Even better, I didn't have to personally make it. I could have, but I really didn't want to. I just didn't think I was going to have the time and the bandwidth with having Caleb that week to be able to make that well and to not be stressing out and freaking out about it. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. But I was also okay throwing it away. Even though this cake was over $80, it was almost $90 for this cake, right? This kid's birthday cake. But that was the most expensive part of the whole party. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. But I already got the value out of it. I'm already saving some to repurpose and to make cake pops with. I don't need to use every single little bit. And I think it's when you can make peace with that and not feel so stressed and anxious and worried about wasting food, Right. It's not my intention to just make a lot of food and throw it in the trash. That's never my goal here. Our brains really like extremes. That's not what we're doing. That is never what you're doing. But I want to challenge those couple bites of chicken and pasta that you could just throw away, probably less than a dollar. Throw it away. But this is where we have to recognize, what is your brain telling you that's keeping you eating? That's keeping you eating more. That's having you eat when you're not really hungry, right? And this is the other aspect, is because the holidays can often bring up emotions and emotional triggers. And some of them are going to be negative. We're going to have negative emotions that we don't want to feel. And what better way to avoid these emotions, or to simply create more positive emotions, than with food, right? Because your brain is just like mine, and it is hardwired to seek pleasure and avoid pain via the path of least resistance. That's it. And that pain can be real or perceived, physical, mental, or emotional. So a lot of times we eat to avoid the emotional pain. We can be preemptively eating to avoid even the threat of emotional pain we don't want to feel. So we're going to eat ahead of time before we even potentially feel it. And our goal now becomes to identify, what are those emotions that we're avoiding, the emotions that we don't want to feel, and can we allow them? Can we sit with them? What does it feel like in our body? Because I guarantee it's not as bad as your brain is making it out to be. But that's why food feels hard during the holidays, because we make it hard the rest of the year. And we have thoughts about things being difficult, traveling, other people and their food habits. I don't know what's going to be served at this meal or at this event. And we don't have to. We can just decide, I'm going to eat when I'm hungry and I'm going to stop when I'm satisfied. And I'm going to make sure I get in plenty of protein earlier in the day. I'm going to make sure I get in some veggies earlier in the day, or maybe for dinner, whatever it is, we plan around it. And I know there was a night, I think this was a week or two ago, I took Caleb out for sushi for dinner. So I was like, all right, I'm going to eat some veggie soup for lunch. And I think I paired it with something else, but I was like, I'm going to make sure I get in some good veggies, because with sushi, usually I get a little bit of cucumber in one of my rolls, but there's not a ton. That's okay. But I'm just going to make some trade-offs, and I'm going to look at my day as a whole and not get so hung up on one particular meal. It's always coming up with, how can we make this easier? What else is possible? If we weren't so stuck in this black or white thinking, it has to be this or that, what else lives in this middle ground? What are these shades of blue that we can live within? And this is exactly what I'm going to teach you in the Fit and Fierce for the Holidays workshop, because this is what it's all about. It's breaking the all or nothing thinking. It's breaking that habit of thinking, screw it, I already blew it this week, I'll start over Monday. Or screw it, I've already blown it this week, this month, this year, I'll start over in 5 weeks when it's New Year's, when we hit January. Stop throwing away the day, the week, the year, when nothing has gone wrong. It's not even that we can save it. It's that literally nothing has gone wrong. Until you choose to make it wrong, until you choose to make it a problem. That's the only reason why it's a problem. If you are already on my email list, you will already have gotten an email about it. You don't have to sign up for anything. You'll just have the replay to watch. But if you are not yet, you're going to want to go to www.bodyyoucrave.com/fit. The link is going to be in the show notes, but you'll want to sign up for this workshop, because I'm going to walk you through the concepts that I teach around weight loss, how to stop chronic dieting, how to end the war with food, how to feel at peace and at ease around it, how to stop obsessing and letting food control all of the mind space and the bandwidth that you have, so that you can lose weight while still eating the foods that you love, so that you can lose the muffin top and feel more comfortable in your favorite pair of jeans at the beginning of January than you did at the beginning of November, so that you can feel confident and sexy at holiday parties, so that you can truly enjoy and be present during this time of year and not constantly thinking and worrying about what are you eating, or how much are you exercising, or how much you need to count and track and measure and weigh and make all of these adjustments in your head and try to make up for things. And ultimately, so that you can come out of the holidays feeling proud of yourself, feeling proud of how you showed up for your goals, feeling proud of how you still showed up for your desires, how you still enjoyed all of your food, all of the food that you really enjoy and you actually like, and recognized the food that you don't like and feeling okay saying, no, I actually don't really like that. I don't want it. But this workshop is designed to help you not just around the holidays, but really as a whole. This is what my philosophy and my approach looks like. And we have to address things like emotional eating. We want to look at and address the binge eating. We have to understand how our brains are wired. And we are just going to scratch the surface of what I actually do with clients in session, but this will give you such a great deep dive into these concepts. So I originally thought it was going to be like a 30 or 40 minute workshop. It's an hour and 20 minutes. I will just warn you, I went deep. I wanted to give it all. We are going deep on these three specific aspects, these three steps that are so crucial and so foundational. Because I want to help you see that it is possible to eat two cookies instead of eight and not feel like you need willpower, not feel restricted or deprived. I want you to feel like you can maintain the lifestyle that you want with ease so that you can lose the weight and it never comes back. I want you to learn the difference between real hunger, faux hunger, emotional hunger in your body so that it's easier to say no to that candy or that pie or the cookies without willpower because you recognize you're feeling lonely, you're bored, you're procrastinating. And ultimately, we have to change our self-talk so that no matter what the scale says, no matter what your judgy eyes want to look for and pick out in photos, no matter what in the mirror, that you still feel proud and confident and at peace with yourself and your progress and where you're going. Because it's not just about the goal. It's about who you're becoming on your way there. And when you really show up and you change who you're becoming, who you are, that's how you're able to maintain the results. But you have to be able to do that. We have to work our internal game just like we would work our external game. And that's what I can help you do. So this Fit and Fierce for the Holidays workshop is here specifically to help you around this time of year, but also in January, in March. You can take the same approach, the same philosophy, these same principles, and apply them year round. And there's no better time than now. Don't throw away the rest of the year when nothing has gone wrong, when you can walk out of it at least, at the very least, maintaining, if not still losing weight. And I think this has been so incredible and so mind-blowing for so many of my clients is that they'll start with me in November and they find that they can lose weight even while going on vacation, even during the holidays, without having to say no and eat special food, without feeling deprived, without feeling restricted, without feeling like you're missing out on things, without feeling like the oddball, without making things difficult and trying to have this whole separate menu to plan. I want to help you create the life and body you crave. So if you're not on my email list, make sure you sign up for this workshop. You can get it in the show notes. And if you are ready to work with me one-on-one as your coach to help you navigate not just food and emotional eating, but other areas of your life, then let's chat. You can schedule a free consultation at www.bodyyoucrave.com/schedule and find a day and time on my calendar that works for you. And let's really dive in and figure out, okay, what's been going on this year? What's working? What's not working? I'm going to show you how to bridge the gap between where you are now and where you want to be this time next year so that you can truly take lose weight off your New Year's resolution list for good, forever, so that it stops coming up and being this thing so that you never again will get to the end of the year and be like, oh man, I'm at the same place in October as I was in January and feel like, ugh, screw it, I'll start over next year. Why bother? We want to really let go of this apathy. We want to stop these cycles and these patterns from happening, but we have to do weight loss different. We have to do food different. We need a new approach. And I guarantee this is nothing like you've ever tried before. This is so different. Nobody else is addressing the mindset and emotional aspects the way that I am. This is where it's at. Not only will I give you tactical tips and advice and ideas, but I'm going to help you with what's underneath it, what's truly driving the show. Because you can have all the healthy food in the world, but it doesn't mean you're going to eat it. You can know exactly what to do, but it doesn't mean you're going to do it. And I'm going to help you understand why, specifically for you, because with everybody, it looks a little different. And all of my clients are navigating some big things. They're running businesses, they're navigating divorce, they're starting to date. Some are taking breaks from dating and they are doing some really good internal deep dive work on themselves while building up their habits, while building up their fitness, their food habits. My clients are the type where they are already high achievers. They're already fairly successful in many areas, but they really want to get a grip and get a handle on their food and their fitness. And then they want to level up the other parts of their life that are already pretty good. They want to make them even better. They don't just want good enough. They want mind-blowing. And they want to achieve it working less. They don't want to have to double their workload in order to make more money. They don't want to have to spend more time away from their kids. They don't want to have to spend more time away from their spouse. They want to truly enjoy their life. They want to create this healthy work-life balance. They want to be more productive and efficient with their work time. Oh, everybody's in a slightly different spot. But everyone is working on a variety of things. And health, fitness, this is always one of the key areas that we're going to work on. But I help a lot of people with business. For some, it's even retiring and making a plan to retire out of their business. With marriage, with parenting, with divorce or dating. You can go through some challenging circumstances and still lose weight. Because it's not the circumstance. It's who you decide to be when you face those circumstances. And that's where your power is. All right. I hope you all have a fabulous week. Happy Thanksgiving for those of you in the US and celebrating. I hope you have a wonderful time. I will be back next week. I am so excited. I started mapping out the rest of the year of podcast episodes, and there are some really good, fun stuff coming up. So we're going to talk about food pushers because that can come up around the holidays. And I think it's just it's something that many of us can struggle with. Sometimes people will hear these episodes and they'll also realize, oh my gosh, that's me. I'm a food pusher. There's nothing wrong if that happens. But really how to create peace and ease with food and with the people whose love languages might be food, might be making food, it might be watching you eat their food. So we're going to talk all about that next time. All right, y'all. Here's to creating the life and body you crave.
If you like this episode, then you'll love my free virtual workshop, 5 Keys to End Emotional Eating and Lose Excess Weight for Life. You'll learn the counterintuitive reason why all your attempts to restrict food over the years has actually led to weight gain, and the mental switch you need to flick that'll have you dropping pounds without sacrificing wine, carbs, or the food you love. Get all the details at bodyyoucrave.com.